the snowflakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, I've been shooting and hunting with CVA muzzleloaders a long time. They are, in my opinion, the best muzzleloaders on the market. But did you know CVA also makes a very fine line of centerfire rifles, built to last and super accurate? Been hunting with those for several years. Check them both out, the muzzleloaders and the centerfires, online at CVA.com. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Sigerville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Sigerville, Texas, 972-287-3121. Well, that was some good crappie catching tips from Mr. Chris Webb down at Cedar Creek, and Larry's with us, back with us. Larry, thank you for sticking around, and we're not through talking about hunting yet. We were talking, talking about stocking ponds there with our friends there at the Arkansas Pond Stockers. They're coming through all the places around here soon to feed stores, but. You were talking about a tip about dove hunting there around ponds too, off the air.
Absolutely. You know, Luke, a lot of times, and at least where I live in the country, I used to take care of a lot of them on some of the bigger ranches and even smaller places. Water was always a premium, and those doves come into water late in the afternoon. And what I've done, of course, we're about 2 weeks away from that season coming on. So generally what I've done in the past, I've checked a bunch of ponds to see what kind of birds were coming in, maybe even see if they got any ducks coming in. But a lot of the ponds that I dealt with, you know, they were grown up quite a bit around, talking about tall weeds and that kind of thing. And so what I did in the past is I'd go in there with a weed whacker or a lawnmower, and I'd cut some open areas and then leave a little, little pockets of tall stuff that we could hide in as well, too. And that way, when you knock the dove down, it's a little bit easier to find them. And, of course, I love shooting a shotgun a little bit, quite frankly. And so a lot of times years ago, and we'd be doing the dove hunts, I'd be slipping away to some other pond while everybody's banging away at doves in a field or on a pond somewhere. I'd go find me one of the little remote areas where I saw a lot of deer tracks, and that's where I set up. Of course, this is back before we had trail cameras, but to me, there's still something special about sitting on a pond and late summer and watching a bachelor herd of bucks come in and water. And gosh, that really made me want to go back and do that again.
You know, Larry, that's why they called you Mr. Whitetail, not Mr. Dove. That's true. You know, I just happened to think something that I want to mention, totally unrelated to doves or whitetail for that matter. But we had Mr. Anthony Tew on. I always have trouble. T-E-W, Anthony, with the P-I-G hog traps, pig hog traps. Hog problems, it's that netting trap, netting situation. It's around a net, heavy-duty net thing that they ship out. If anybody's got a hog problem, I'd like you to go there and watch. I know you've seen it, Larry, the videos. He did a good job, but you can set one up in 30 minutes and then move it when the hogs move. But it's, I believe the website is, let me look here. I think it's it's the pig. The PIG, thepighogtrap.com. Check that video out. That's going to help a lot of people, Larry. And like you've always kidded me, it doesn't take long for the talking to Luke for the conversation to go to wild hogs there. I talked about cooking them in the first, but we'll move on to back to deer.
I'll tell you, we can take it from right there if you want to, because I was able to put Mr. Two, and I thought it was spelled with a P as well too, unfortunately, but I learned differently. But it's T-E-W is his last name, and I've gotten him in touch with the Dallas Forest Club as well too, and I think he's going to be a feature exhibitor down in Atlanta and maybe some other places.
Oh, good,
as well,
good,
too.
Yeah.
And so people can actually, if they go to, and it'll probably show up some of the chapter events as well. So
that'd
they can
good.
Go to, as we mentioned earlier, biggame.org, find out where those chapter events are and all those other kind of things. But the hog thing, too, is I just saw something very recently that says that no matter how much you hunt hogs and how much you shoot into hogs, you can't control them that way. So, you know, to me, when it comes right down to it, you do all that because we love hog hunting, we love eating them and all that kind of thing. But also, you know, to get rid of an entire sounder sometimes, that is the way to do it. This new hog trap that he's come up with, or it's not, I guess it is new in a lot of different ways, but it's a way to get rid of an entire sounder rather than just get one or two and get those others trap shy. So, and I bring that up too because the wild hog, years ago we did some research, and particularly older boars and bigger sows, they can be predators on fawns. We're past the fawning season almost everywhere now, and may still have a few late fawns due to a six-month-old doe fawn being bred very late in the season. Mm-hmm. But the wild hogs can be a predator on whitetail fawns as well. So I don't want to get rid of all of them, but you do want to reduce populations sometime, and trapping is probably one of the best ways to do that. So even from a deer hunting perspective, we got to talk about hogs every once in a while.
We do. I think, Larry, you probably know better than I, but I think it's something like 2/3 of the population each year need to be removed by hunting, shooting, trapping, whatever, to keep the status quo numbers in check. I mean, those things are so prolific. I mean, I live in Wild Hog Zero, Ground Zero, where I live. There's so many. I live on, 4 acres, and I have them coming in the yard in certain times when their food's here, acorns and pear trees. But you have to remove them. Trapping, I am no expert, but I've hunted hogs since before it was cool to do it. I've just been, trapping, not just catch. I've got a little old trap. Me and you've trapped out of a little aluminum trap. That's another story. We've caught them too, like 4 at a time, I think. But anyway, little ones. But little trap like that, it'll catch one or two hogs. I've caught a bunch, one or two at a time. But this big net trap, man, one goes in, corn in the middle, you can catch the whole sounder doing that. And
absolutely
reminds me, Larry, of course, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, which is an awesome place that we both enjoy very much. The Choctaw Nation has been a sponsor of mine for a long time. And you're friends with all the folks up there, and you hunt there a lot. But I shot, you were with me, and you filmed it, a Choctaw Mulefoot hog. And I got that mount back from Joe Parker. Joe is a taxidermist. It's called All American Taxidermy out near Quinlan, which is near Lake Tawakoni. But I asked him. I said, I don't know what to do. I don't want the whole hog mounted. but the 4 feet. What can you do? He said, I don't know, but I'll fix it up. Well, he fixed it on a plaque, a board, if you will, and put the two big the front feet in the middle and the hind feet on the outer side, and it really looks cool. I tell you, I told him. I said, Joe, that thing to me is it's like somebody shooting a 172-inch whitetail. I'm so proud of it, But I'd always wanted to kill a mulefoot hog, and, those things are really unique. But I wanted to mention that and say thanks to Joel. He did a good job on it. And now I've got another trophy. I'm going to see if my wife will let me put that above the TV in the living room. You think that? I don't think that'll happen.
Well, you've got a great cabin in the backyard and all that.
Yeah, me and you'll get out there and drink coffee and look at it.
There you go.
Well, Larry, I wish we need to start a totally new radio show, just me and you shooting the breeze for about an hour. But I do thank you for coming back. And tell people how to connect. There's so many ways they can connect with Larry Wysoon,
Oh, look, they really can. Excuse me. pardon me, there's all kinds of stuff floating around, but yes, they can. They can go on Facebook at Larry Wysoon. They can go to Instagram at Larry Wysoon. They can go to LinkedIn at Larry Wysoon. And then I do a weekly podcast as well, too, called DSC's Campfire. Of course, ours becomes, this becomes a weekly podcast as well, too.
Yeah.
Then on YouTube, I have a channel called Larry Wysoon Campfires, and it's where we do the bonus issues of the episodes of my podcast, my DSC Campfire.
Yep.
And then on TikTok, I've got a deal called LW's Whitetails.
Yeah.
And this just short story, video short stories, funny stories, including one about Luke Clayton and me and all that other kind of good stuff. And the I do a lot of blogs and all that, and they can go to LarryWysoon.net. And, of course, we do our weekly radio show with you, but then also the weekly television show that you and Jeff Rice and I do called Sportsman's Life that can be found on Carbon TV, and then also on the same YouTube channel
YouTube.
As well.
That's right, Larry. One other thing we've got time to mention is Gun Digest. I think, is this the 81st or 82nd?
I think 82nd, 83rd, 86th, something like that.
About 82 years, the Gun Digest. It's the thick book all about guns. Larry's got an awesome feature is the way I describe it. And I've got one on air guns, but there's so many really good gun writers. Ron Spomer, you know, has got a interesting. Oh, just Brad Fenson's talking muzzle loaders. It's a great book, but it's out now. A Gun Digest this year. I thought I'd mention that to everybody. Larry, we are out of time, buddy. I wish we had more, but thank you a lot for coming back.
Always a pleasure, and we'll see everybody next week.
Friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show. You know, this is our 20th year to be doing Catfish Radio, and I enjoy doing it now probably more than I did when I first began. It's lots of fun every week. But I want to tell you about a destination, one of my favorite destinations, and it's the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. It's up in southeast Oklahoma, maybe an hour north of Paris. I don't think it's that far, but it's an awesome place. You can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and check it out. Beautiful lodge there, trophy deer hunting on thousands of acres of Choctaw tribal land up there. It's just, if you ever go up there, you will return. A lot of eastern turkey in that part of the country. And probably our closest destination for many Texans to have a real chance to kill an eastern turkey. So that's got that going on. Exotic hunting, hog hunting, just a if you're an outdoor person, you'd love a visit there at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week and be safe in the outdoors.